Hey, a special warm welcome again to our Christmas online service. I'm so pleased that you could join with us. My name's Mark, I'm the pastor here at Hope Church. And let me encourage you to keep kind of commenting in on the chat, greeting one another, and even commenting in as you hear the message this morning. Well, what a year 2020 has been. You don't need me to tell you that. We're in a crazy, unprecedented year, and so many words and experiences we've had in this year that we never ever would have thought would have been part of our vocabulary and our lifestyle. Things like quarantine and isolation and, you know, rule of six and queuing up to go to the shops and making sure you've got your mask with you to wear as you go out of the front door. It's like keys, phone, mask. I mean, this whole world has been opened up to us this year in 2020 that we would never have thought possible. Online church, restrictions on our travel, the list goes on and on. Now, into this context of 2020, I want to ask a question. And the question is this: is Christmas relevant in 2020? That's the title of our message today. Is Christmas relevant in 2020? Or is it just for kids? Is it just nice nativity story where the kids dress up or we listen to a few Christmas carols? Or is there a message and a meaning that the world needs to hear that is the Christmas message? Let's just think for a moment about a few of the storylines in the Christmas story. I mean, there's an angel appearing to a teenage Jewish girl telling she's going to be pregnant with the Son of God. There's wise men following the star. There's shepherds, ordinary people, looking after their flocks by night, and angels appear to them. There's no room in the inn for Mary and Joseph, and there's a baby born in a manger. How are those storylines relevant to people living in 2020, to the single mum with two kids struggling to make ends meet, to the middle-aged father who's just lost his job and been made redundant, to the teenager who's struggling with addiction and temptation and all kinds of other things that he is kind of bombarded with on social media, to the pensioner who has lost everything and doesn't know what the last chapter of their life lies ahead. To you and to me, how is the Christmas story relevant? We're going to look today at three ways that the Christmas story is relevant to each one of us in 2020. We're going to hear firstly from Adama, and then we're going to hear from Tom, and then I'm going to come back with the final part as we look at how is Christmas relevant in 2020.
The first way that the Christmas story is relevant to us in 2020 is that Jesus is here. If we can imagine thousands of years ago to the first Christmas, during that time there was uncertainty and there was darkness for God's people as they had not heard from God in over 400 years. Can you imagine 400 years of silence? It was probably at a time when people had become uncertain about God's promises and may have been overwhelmed and scared about the future and really worried that God's promises wouldn't come to pass. During this time, a census had been called by Caesar Augustus, so everyone had to go to their hometown to be accounted for. They were governed by rules and regulations. You can imagine that they may have been told where they could go, where they couldn't go. That does sound very familiar to what we're experiencing now in 2020. You can imagine probably that most of them did feel far from God and perhaps abandoned, overwhelmed by the chaos that was going on around them and the dismay of having to follow rules in authority, pretty much how we probably feel right now. But amongst all that chaos and uncertainty, God sent the angel Gabriel to visit a young woman called Mary. And he went to share the news that she will bear the child of God. You can imagine a young girl probably thinking, me? How can that be? And the angel shared with her in Luke chapter 1, verse 35, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. For that reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God. And so it was. Among all that uncertainty, amongst all that darkness, God was there. He came, born in a stable, not a palace, in a stable. Jesus is still here. He is still here and he is at work. It may feel like a dark time for us here in 2020 with COVID and the virus and the restrictions, things that have changed, job situations, financial situations, home situations, family that we may have not seen, people that we may not have had time to enjoy, people that we haven't seen in such a long time, not be able to come together even as a church for such a long time. You can imagine that. I can imagine that right now for many of us, we are feeling uncertain. But just like in the first Christmas, God is here. So I just want to share with you actually that I felt that way earlier in the year when we had the first wave of COVID, the first lockdown. As many of you know, I'm a nurse and I work with children. And during the time of the first wave, many of us felt anxious and afraid for our patients. Patients that not necessarily had COVID, had other major concerns, but in light of COVID, we were working in very different ways, very high pressured ways, having to lean on one another, do teamwork, having to reach out to families and reassure them even when we were scared. Each and every day of that lockdown, during that time of quarantine, I prayed to God each time I went to work, not just for my safety, but that I would be able to help people, that he would use me in some way, because I was feeling overwhelmed and anxious. And most importantly, I did not want my patients and their families to feel that or see that in me. I wanted God to take control. So that was my prayer each and every day. In order to cope, I became task orientated. And I remember one family that came to us who were quite sick. Their son was quite sick. And during that time, there was so much going on around them. They had poor housing that was making him sicker. There were so many things he needed from us as a team, in medical wise, socially, financially. They were in such poverty and they needed so much help. I asked God to guide me during that time. And I completed task after task to ensure that the things that I could fix. During that time also, we realized that there was a big language barrier. So we weren't able to communicate with the parents as well as we could have done. So there were lots of efforts put in to make sure that we put things in place that we could communicate with the family so they knew what was going on. They knew how we were trying to help. After all of that had been done, and he was ready to go home to a new home, as we had managed to secure a new house for them. As they were getting ready to go home, Mum began to cry. And I asked, what happened? What's wrong? And she was able to translate that the whole time that she was in hospital, she was worried that she would be judged because she never learned how to speak English. And it's something that she'd always been judged for. And that during the time in hospital, she appreciated the love and support that she had received from me and the team. She was overwhelmed by our kindness. She was overwhelmed by our dedication. And she said everything she had prayed for came true. I was slightly disappointed in myself because I had been so task orientated. I didn't think that I had shown as much love as Mum had experienced. Then I realized that it wasn't me. Jesus had been with us the whole time. He showed love. He spoke for me. He showed, he mastered my footsteps, my actions, my gestures, everything as I had prayed for. So that example is just to say that God is with us. Let's not miss it. He's with us. He's with us through the dark times. He's hearing our prayers. And it's a very hard time right now. But let's not miss his promises. Let's not forget his promises. His promises are always fulfilled. Our God is here. Jesus is still here. So for Christmas 2020, let us remember Jesus is still here.
Good morning, Hope Church. It is a pleasure to be with you this morning. I hope you are well. It really is a privilege and an honour to be with you. As Mark shared with you earlier on, the title of this message is Christmas Still Relevant in 2020? And we've just heard there from Adama, who just shared wonderfully about how Jesus is here with us. Adama, thank you so much for sharing. And guys, as I start, I would love to ask each of us a question. And that question really is really simple. What does Christmas mean to you? What is Christmas to you? Maybe it is being together with family and how each year you come together, you celebrate, and it is just a joyous occasion with your family. And obviously this year, that is incredibly difficult with the current restrictions in place. Maybe it is all about the presents, the giving of presents, and watching your loved ones open up those gifts that you thoughtfully bought and given to them. Or maybe it's about opening the presents and the feeling of exhilaration and excitement on Christmas mornings. You come downstairs and tear into those presents. Or maybe it is enjoying the Christmas dinner together, having roast turkey with all the trimmings and just going all out, enjoying conversation with your family, with friends, and just enjoying a delicious meal. I know for me that that is one of the things I enjoy most about Christmas every year. But I think as the world has transformed Christmas into this thing where it's all about celebrating, I think as Christians, we've started to get drawn away from what Christmas truly means, about how it is a time of celebration, but celebrating the fact that God sent his eternal Son to be with us. How we come together and celebrate that. But why? Why is this relevant today for us in 2020? I found a verse in scripture that I think highlights this just so wonderfully. It's found in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8. And it says this: the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the work of the devil. And guys, this is the second point in our message today. That Jesus came to destroy the evil one. But why did he come, and how did he do it? Well, I think that's a two-pronged answer, really. The first part is found just there in that verse that we read. The Son of God appeared. When Jesus came 2,000 years ago, it began the start of a ticking time bomb for the devil. Because he appeared in a manger. And then we know he grew up to live a perfect, blameless, sinless life that ultimately took him to the cross, where he died a painful death and then rose again 3 days later. You see, guys, there is a link between Christmas and Easter. Christmas is the birth of Jesus. It is Jesus appearing for the first time and starting that ticking time bomb for the devil. And then over the next number of years, as he grew up into a man and lived a perfect life, teaching and discipling and ultimately going to the cross where he died that death and triumphed over sin. It says in another part of the Bible in Colossians that when he died, it said it disarmed the powers and authorities and he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. You see, guys, when Jesus appeared and lived the life that he did, it destroyed the work of the devil. He was born at Christmas and lived the perfect life. And as Easter came and he died on the cross and rose 3 days later, he defeated the work of the devil. We need Christmas and we need Easter. They link together. And secondly, we find in verse 9 something else that I think is really helpful for us to consider how the work of the devil is destroyed. Again in 1 John chapter 3, and this time in verse 9. It says, "No one who is born of God will continue to sin." The work of the devil is destroyed when someone is born of God. Because when they are born of God, it leads no longer to a life of sin. The sin that was within us goes when God comes in. The work of the devil is destroyed. Another way of looking at it is when Paul says in Ephesians that we become new creations. We have a new heart that God comes to live and dwell in us, and how that destroys the work of sin in our life. And this is something that is true of mine. I didn't grow up in a Christian home. I didn't grow up knowing all of this. And something that had been formed as part of my childhood and into my adult years was the way that I spoke. I had a terrible potty mouth. I would swear in every sentence. It was just part of my vocabulary, as connecting words, as joining words, as nouns, as verbs. Everything was a swear word. Just ask Phoebe, my wife, the first time we went for a coffee together. I spent an hour talking at her and every other word was a swear word. The fact that she agreed to see me again is a miracle, because that is something that was just part of who I was. And yet, the day that I accepted Jesus into my life, the day that I accepted God into my life, that I was born of God, the swearing stopped. Overnight, it just stopped. That thing that was in me, that sin that was in me, disappeared, having been born of God. So through Jesus appearing and living the perfect life and dying on the cross, and us being born of God, the works of the devil are destroyed. And guys, our world today is very dark. You only have to turn on the news to witness that. It is a difficult and dark place to be. But if we see Jesus and Christmas for what it truly is, the celebration of his coming and ultimately leading to the destruction of the devil, we can have a hope in Christmas. You see, you and I, benefit from Christmas because sin is defeated, because death is defeated, and ultimately the devil is defeated. So back to that question, why is Christmas still relevant in 2020? Because at Christmas, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil.
Well, thank you, Tom and Adama. Now, the third point in our title of our message is Christmas relevant in 2020. The third point is this: Jesus will use you. You see, at the first Christmas 2,000 years ago, God used seemingly insignificant people to bring about his plans and his purposes. God chose a teenage girl to bear the Son of God. God chose a carpenter to be the earthly father of Jesus. God chose a political census to bring about the prophecies and the plans that Scripture had foretold. And God used a star twinkling in the east to bring the Magi to the stable, a baby born in a manger to save the world. You know, the Bible tells us that God uses the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. This is true throughout the pages of Scripture. We build up people in the Bible as being great men and women of God, and in some ways they are, but in many ways they're just like you and me. They're broken, they're weak, and they're flawed. Noah was a drunk. Moses was a murderer. I mean, Samson was a womanizer. Jeremiah was depressed. We can go on and on and on through the characters of Scripture. Now, let me tell you this. At the end 2020, with bad news everywhere, with Brexit on the horizon, with COVID-19 showing no sign of going away quickly, with racism, with injustice, with economic uncertainty, you say, what is God's plan? What is God's plan to bring about his purposes, to bring light to the darkness? Well, the answer is you. You are the answer. Jesus will use you. Just like Jesus used and God used ordinary people in the first Christmas story to bring about his plans and his purposes. Weak and ordinary people used by God to bring about his plans and his purposes. What was special about Mary and Joseph? Well, I tell you, the number one thing special about Mary and Joseph was that they were obedient. They were obedient to what God told them to do. Again, you and I may feel very insignificant and weak, but if we are obedient to Jesus this Christmas, he can use us powerfully to bring about light in the darkness and to bless those around us. If we're obedient to his promptings, to being kind to our neighbor, to encourage those around us, to pray for those who are in need, to write a letter, to write a card, to call, to message, to do whatever it is that God prompts us to do, to be used by Jesus to bring about his light this Christmas. Christmas is incredibly relevant. Why? Because it's about ordinary people being used by God to bring about his plans and his purposes. So let me conclude. I believe the first Christmas is so relevant in 2020, into 21, into the months and years that lie ahead. Firstly, as Adam has said, it's because Jesus is here. Emmanuel, God with us. He's here in the madness of life, in the difficult times, in the pain. Jesus is here. Then, as we heard from Tom, Christmas is relevant because Jesus came to destroy the work of the evil one. He came to earth as a baby. He lived the perfect life. Then he died on the cross, defeating the powers and principalities. And 3 days later, he rose again. Satan is defeated. The devil has no hold on us. Christmas started that ticking time bomb to the devil's destruction. Christmas is relevant because of Christmas and Easter, because of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. We have victory over darkness. And thirdly, Christmas is relevant because Jesus will use ordinary people to bring about his plans and his purposes. Now, I want to pray for all of us to close. But just before I do that, if you're not a Christian, you are watching this, someone's invited you, a friend has sent you the link, you've not known and ever accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can do that today. You can come to Jesus and know his love, know his forgiveness, and know eternal life. If you'd like to get in touch with us, admin@hogechurch-newham.com, or write in the chat. Give us your details and we'd love to send you a copy of Why Christmas and a Bible in the post. We'd love to just send that to you to bless you. Now, the back of this little booklet, which explains again the joy, the beauty, the relevance of Christmas, is a little prayer. I'm going to pray this prayer for anyone who doesn't know Jesus yet, who wants to put their faith and trust in him. I'm going to pray this prayer, and then I'm going to close by praying a prayer for all of us. Lord Jesus, I am sorry for the things that I have done wrong in my life. Take a few moments to just think. Things you need forgiveness for. Things that God has put on your conscience. Please forgive me. I now turn from everything which I know is wrong. Thank you that you died on the cross for me so that I could be forgiven and set free. Thank you that you offer forgiveness and the gift of your Spirit. I now receive that gift. Please come into my life by your Holy Spirit to be with me forever. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let me pray now for all of us. Lord Jesus, I pray that as we see Christmas all around us in the coming days, in the lead up to Christmas Day, I pray that we would be reminded how relevant Christmas is in this time of 2020. It's relevant because Emmanuel is here, God with us. Jesus has lived as a human in the darkness and the pain and the difficulties of human life. Christmas is relevant because the darkness is defeated. Satan has been defeated. Jesus has defeated the devil once and for all. And Christmas is relevant because God wants to use you and I to bring the light of Christ into the darkness, to bring about his plans and his purposes. So Lord, this Christmas, go with us, be with us. Thank you that Christmas is as relevant today as it was 2,000 years ago when you were born in a manger. Let that live with us. Let that reverberate through us today and in the days to come. In Jesus' name. God.